Once upon a time, the Northwest was home to 10 massive aluminum smelters. As of today, just one still operates, and the Alcoa Company plans to idle that smelter near Ferndale, Washington, indefinitely in June. Correspondent Tom Bonsi asks if this is the end of a one-time pillar of the Northwest economy, or merely a pause.
Smelter worker Chris Morales of Wenatchee, Washington, remembers the day he learned his job making aluminum was going away. He got a text on a day off in November.
You know, it's a feeling of surprise, panic, now what? You know, my wife's got a good job. I'm fortunate for that. But still, I was counting on Alcoa that's been around for years.
His former employer insists it's not done making aluminum in the Northwest, but doubts run high among the laid-off workers about the future of the 64-year-old smelter in Wenatchee.
The advice was something along the lines of, you need to go find another job.
So Morales has decided to move on. He's served as a volunteer firefighter in his spare time and now hopes to get hired there in a career position. The idling of the Alcoa Wenatchee smelter cost around 420 jobs. Those workers earned roughly double the average annual wage in Chelan County. Another 465 jobs hang in the balance at Alcoa's other aluminum smelter in northwest Washington's Whatcom County. Barry Hullett is the plant manager there.
It is important to notice the difference between a curtailment and a closure. When we curtail a plant, we keep it in operating condition so it may be restarted. That's different than a closure.
Hullett emphasized to an audience of state senators that what the Pacific Northwest smelters face is curtailment. He told me afterwards there's no set timeline. In fact, the wind down at Ferndale was recently pushed back by 3 months.
We are a competitive plant. We have a lot of good things going for us.
Hullett says he's hopeful that market conditions will change for the better. Notably, the very low price for aluminum needs to come up. It plummeted around 30% last year.
The metal price shouldn't stay at this level. It's at historic lows. And so commodity cycles should change. And hopefully when that does, we'll be positioned to keep operations going in Washington State.
Low-cost hydropower and federal defense spending during World War II and the Korean War spawned the aluminum industry in the Northwest in a relatively short time period. At its peak, the energy-intensive industry employed more than 10,000 workers. They were spread across smelters in Longview, Goldendale, Spokane, Tacoma, Wenatchee, Ferndale, and Vancouver, Washington, as well as Troutdale and the Dalles, Oregon, and Columbia Falls, Montana. Only a few of those smelters endured a spike in electricity prices in the year 2000. Now the survivors face tough competition from low-priced exports from China. Longtime smelter electrician Kirk Peterson and equipment operator Kelly Woodard mourn the end of an era.
It's the wage, it's the job, it's the comfortable living, you know.
It is a devastating, I think, to the Northwest. We got, you know, Seattle has, you know, they got their borings, but out in the, and that, I think that was always the great thing about these smelters. They're usually located in rural communities where it was such a huge supplier of these type of jobs.
Woodard's personal take is that the aluminum industry is more than likely done in the Northwest, but he's not ready to write it off completely yet. I'm Tom Bonsi in Wenatchee.